Spirit Radio Podcasts.
Now, you've probably heard this said before, don't be preaching to me. It's like it's a phrase you often hear to the point where you might think that preaching is a bad thing. But St. Paul told his young pupil Timothy, preach the word in season and out of season. And of course, Jesus told his followers, go out to the whole world, proclaim the good news. So preaching must be a good thing if done right. And I'd have to say, like a necessary thing. So it's great that a new book, Perspectives on Preaching, has recently been published. And on the line to tell us more about this book is its co-editor, Reverend Dr. Patrick McGlinchey, lecturer in missiology and pastoral studies at CITI. You're very welcome to the show, Patrick.
Hello, Steve. Thank you for having me on.
You're very welcome. Well, it's great to be talking to you, and it's an important topic. Why do you think, Patrick, that preaching has sort of got a bad name?
I think really that there are a whole variety of factors. Some people are actually put off by certain types of street preaching that seem to be judgmental at times. Others view TV preachers as often being after their money, so to speak. And sometimes people have just bad memories of being in church and hearing sermons that didn't really connect, and they might have concluded that preaching doesn't connect.
Yeah, yeah. So, like, if you go back to what preaching actually means, you know, what does it mean? What does the Bible have to say about what preaching is?
Well, that's a good question, and we actually spent most of the book trying to answer it. So I will try to give a very, very brief sort of summation of what we're saying.
Yeah.
Basically, if you wanted one word to sum up preaching, you might say proclaiming. It's sort of telling out a message that's really good and really important for people to hear. But it's also, I think, the way preaching is done. The preacher needs to believe his or her own message. They need to have been changed by the message. They need to care for the people that they're actually preaching to. And they need to touch people's hearts and imaginations. So that's what I think good preaching really is meant to do.
Yeah, so it's proclaiming. And just as you're speaking, I'm kind of thinking of Jesus was actually critical of people of his day, saying, you're tying up burdens on other people and not lifting a finger to lift them. And that was probably sort of examples of bad preaching, you know, where it was, you should, and but it's sort of impersonal and it's burdening rather than inspiring.
Yeah, I think that's right. I mean, bad preaching is usually moralistic, and it leaves people feeling very bad after having heard the sermon, whereas good preaching is meant to bring freedom to people and bring hope into dark situations. And Jesus himself was a preacher, so that sort of highlights just how important preaching can be.
Yeah, okay. And if we admire Jesus and want to be like Jesus, then it's the whole package, and part of the package is preaching, it's proclaiming. And he says, you know, I'm here to do the will of my Father, you know, and it appears that part of what he's calling us to do is preaching. And on that point, is who is qualified to preach, or who is meant to preach?
That is a really good question. I think it's firstly someone who has a very real personal experience of God. So they're speaking from something that they really know and have really experienced. I think there's a sense in which everyone is called to be a sort of witness to the faith that they believe. But I think particular people are called, and I think it's to do with maybe gifts of communication, and maybe just that underlying passion to want to get a message out.
Yeah, so it's not necessarily all of, knowledge is important, but it's not necessarily all about knowledge. You've really got to sort of have a passion for it. And the thing as well is that I've lost my train of thought. But it is something that you're sharing personally. It's not something that is sort of impersonal and theoretical.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. And people are touched when they sense that the message really resonates with the person who is speaking, and it's to do with the character of the preacher as well. That people sense that there is goodness there in that person, and that the person is concerned for them. So you might have a lot of TV preachers who give off bad vibes to people, but someone like Billy Graham actually could communicate compassion, and I think that's why his preaching was so effective. That it was real, it was true, and it made a difference.
So tell us about the book and the idea behind this book.
Okay, well, the book was co-edited with the director of the Church of Ireland Institute here in Dublin, Maurice Elliott. We both teach homiletics to students who are preparing for ministry in the Church of Ireland. And we love the idea of having a book that was rooted in the Irish context and could speak into the Irish context. And we thought about getting contributors who were really good preachers, who were good communicators on paper, and who really believed in preaching and what preaching could do. And so that's basically what inspired the idea. And we drew up a list of various preachers and contacted them, shared the vision. And thankfully, they all signed up, and hence the book was finally produced.
Yeah, so and it's great, and it means that you've got pieces from different people, and so it's one that's quite easy to read because you can take one sort of article at a time.
That's right, and I want to assure people as well, it's not just Church of Ireland contributors. Actually, we've got people from the four main Christian churches writing. We've got Catholic contributions, Church of Ireland, Methodist, and Presbyterian. They're from North and South as well. Our Archbishop Richard Clark has written a really interesting chapter on preaching and literature, and we've got chapters by two other Church of Ireland bishops, but we've got a fantastic chapter by a young Catholic curate from Tullamore called Shane Crombie, who did his PhD in homiletics. And we've got a former Presbyterian moderator who was based in Lucan for most of his ministry, Trevor Morrow, and also a former Methodist president as well. So we have quite a range of people writing for us.
So it's fantastic. So it's really drawing from the riches of different Christian traditions. And if you kind of think of something like music, the different richness we get from music from different backgrounds.
Yeah, that's right.
That it's exciting to see different perspectives from different traditions on preaching. Who would enjoy this book, Patrick?
Well, I would hope most people took the time to look at it. But certainly preachers, anybody who's involved in the preaching task, whether it's a minister or a lay preacher, anybody who's interested in preaching, who's interested in culture as well, and how the gospel message might be communicated in the culture. And we try to engage with a lot of contemporary ideas as well about communication. So anyone who's interested in the faith and who's passionate about it, or anybody who is inquiring about the preaching task, or anybody who is a preacher, essentially.
That's fantastic. It's a great initiative, and well done for pulling it together and making such an effort as well to get such a wide variety of contributors to the book. So it's called Perspective on Preaching. It's published by Church of Ireland Publishing. Reverend Dr. Patrick McGlinchey is the co-editor of this. Thank you so much for talking to us this morning.
Yeah, thank you very much for your time, Steve. God bless. Take care.
Thanks for listening to our Spirit Radio podcast. Don't miss out. Subscribe today. Find out how at spiritradio.ie.